The photos show a white Chevrolet truck with writing on the doors and something in the truck's bed, but Bloomington Police Captain Joe Qualter says it is still too soon to tell if any of the tips about that truck will yield credible information which aids the search.
It's an ongoing effort to track down those leads, and we remain hopeful that, you know, one, two, three, I mean, we'll take as many as we can get. We're hopeful that there's some valuable information that comes from that.
Police also displayed for the first time an aerial photo which shows the 20-year-old student's path of travel on the night she disappeared 2 weeks ago, showing five locations she is known to have been in the early morning of June 3rd. Spearer's father Robert says law enforcement efforts and volunteer searches, which now include assistance from conservation officers, state police, and other agencies, have moved to a base at the McNutt Residence Center on the Indiana University campus, while a Smallwood apartment complex remains an information center. Charlene Spearer held up a security camera photo of her daughter for news reporters Thursday and issued a plea for help to Lauren's friends.
I'm begging you, put yourself in Lauren's place. What would you want your friends to do for you?
Bloomington Police Chief Mike Dekoff says his department is not looking for additional help from the National Guard at this time, preferring instead to rely on state police. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.